Have you ever seen the air you breathe? Do you know what color it is? How about its texture? Is it silky? Is it rough? Is it smooth? Or how would you describe it? Well, I don't know about you, but I have never seen the air I breathe, but I just breathe it. I don't even think about it. It just happens automatically. But the one thing I can tell you I do is that I believe I am breathing the right air. Believing. B for believe. That is what I want to talk to you about today. Hi, my name is Liz Helen Washuka, and I invite you to stay on the podcast with me because believe me, this is something you didn't see coming. So as I was thinking about the word believe, I decided to think out of the box, and instead of working with the word as it is, I chose to split it into two. So we have B, that is B-E, and leave, L-I-E-V-E. Then I went further and removed the E in leave, and I remained with L-I-V-E, leave. And so this is what I want to tell you. In these unprecedented times we are living in, there is what you have to be in order to leave. There is what you have to be in order to leave. Be to leave. What are some of the things I would suggest that you be so that you can leave? Number one, be prepared. Be prepared for any eventuality. What do I mean by that? In case you are an employee, be prepared that you might lose your job if you don't have any value that you can add to your company after this. So instead of waiting for you to be told on your face that you're no longer needed, I think it is good for you to start preparing yourself by upskilling yourself, creating new things that you have never done before, coming up with learning new skills that you have never had before, so that even if your company decides to drop you because you no longer fit them, you can still get another opportunity elsewhere. Or better still, you don't have to be employed. You can employ yourself with the skills that you will have learned. So be prepared for any eventuality. Number two, be hopeful. Hope is vital. It is a vital ingredient during this time. You cannot give up on yourself right now. You have to think ahead. You have to believe that you will still be here after all this is gone. Remember, we are working with a very different normal right now. And even later on, we're still going to have another normal. And as these normals keep changing, you need to change with them. And you cannot do that when you don't have hope in you. So you need to make sure you have hope alive in your heart. You need to make sure that you have confidence that something good is going to happen for you after all this is over. And you will look back and say, this did actually teach me something good. So be hopeful. Don't lose hope and don't give up right now. Something else I would suggest you do is make sure you be healthy. Yes, health is something that you cannot buy. Health is something that you have to create. Health is something that you cannot do without during this time, because as you know, many people are dying because of already, issues they already had in their bodies. And so when this virus attacks them, they find that their bodies are already under attack, and it becomes very easy for them to, for the disease to just kill them. So stay healthy. You need to look at mental health. You need to look at your emotional health. You need to look at your spiritual health, and of course your physical health. All that, including your financial health, all those are areas that you need to think about. When I talk about health, let it be holistic. So find ways of being healthy. Be healthy and you will live through this. Something else you need to consider is being creative. Be creative. You are not going to make it through this if you're not going to be creative. If the disease doesn't kill you, boredom will. especially if you are under a proper lockdown where you're not allowed to leave the house, you're just indoors 24 hours. Some people I have been seeing actually even forgot what day of the month they are in, and they can't even tell what time of the day it is. It feels like, you know, for them it feels like it's a long, you know, Monday that has spread all along, and it became a long Monday that lasted like a whole month. The other day I saw a friend of mine who had posted something that was very funny. I think he was talking about Merry Christmas or something, and he was like, I really don't know what day of the year it is, so if it is Christmas time, Merry Christmas wherever you are. You know, it sounded funny, but if you think about it, he was being creative and he was trying to crack some jokes and all that. But yeah, you need to be creative during this time. Be creative about how you spend your day. Be creative about doing things that you used to do, but you can't do them now. For instance, the gym. You may not have, you may not be able to go to the gym right now, but guess what you can do? You can actually have a family workout time while you're all at home, or you can be doing it individually if you don't have a family, or if your family members are not fan of working out, or probably they're doing some crazy things like my son is doing. He's been doing, like a short while ago he told me he has about 120 more push-ups to do, and he's been doing push-ups in the morning, he did push-ups at lunchtime, and now later on this evening he says he's got about 120 to do. Well, that is him, but I'm glad he's taking care of his health. You can do something as well, you know. Be creative, and it's not just in the area of working out. There's so many other things you can be able to do. This podcast, for example, is my way of creativity. I am a person who speaks to people in public places and public forums, but now I cannot be able to do that. But I still have content inside of me that I would love to share with people. So what have I done? I have decided to come up with this podcast. This is my way of being creative. What is your way of being creative? Another B I can share with you is be kind. There is nothing like kindness. My friend, the best thing you can do for somebody like right now is being kind to them. There are people, for instance, out there who need help. There are some who probably don't even have food, but you could be having some. There are some who need to go someplace, but they don't have masks. Why not get them? There is always something you can do for somebody else. And what I have discovered is, as you do something for somebody else, you get lifted up yourself. If whenever I am low, for instance, and then I do something good for someone, I will just look for somebody to do something good for. And I don't even have to spend money. It could be just my time. And I don't even have to be anywhere near them. It could be just something that I have done for them and I don't even tell them. But they come and realize it later on and they become so happy. That for me is enough to lift my spirits up. So look for kind things to do for people. Look for kind things to do for animals. Like in our compound, we have a stray cat that came in and it gave birth here. Now it has three kittens that are meowing all the time. And every time I think about them, they're so young. I'm like, okay, I think we need to feed these guys. And so today after this podcast, guess what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to feed them. I don't know whether the mother is going to, you know, scratch me for it. But hey, I'm just trying to be kind to, you know, actually that's a classic example of being kind to something that will not even be able to repay me. So yes, look for ways to be kind. Be in order to live. If you can look for as many bees as possible, I can guarantee you they are going to inspire and rekindle hope in you so much that you're not even going to be thinking about what is going on around you. And yes, I do understand that there are some of you who may be listening to this podcast who have already, you know, been hit hard by this thing. Either you've lost a loved one, you've lost a property, you've lost jobs, or you know, many things, losses everywhere. If you're one of those people, be encouraged. It doesn't have to be all gloom, you know, for you. At least you're alive. You still have your breath in you. You can still do something. And I totally believe that if you're still alive today and you're listening to me, it means that there is something that you came here to this planet to do, and you still haven't done it, and you still have a chance to do it. So don't give up hope, don't give up on yourself, and don't feel like everything is gone. There is still hope for you. Believe and be alive. Stay safe, and God bless you.